It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barrich. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Mike, you were telling me before the show that you're going back to school.
Yes.
Why? Why would, let me ask you, you answer this question, here's my philosophy.
I had no idea this was coming. Yes.
Well, here's my philosophy on going back to school. Mm-hmm. You've been in school, elementary school.
Yep.
You go to school during middle school.
Yep.
You go to school during high school.
Yep.
You go to school during college.
Yep.
That's a lot of consecutive years of schooling.
True.
Don't you get burnt out at some point?
Well, I mean, I have taken 3 years off.
And what have you done in those 3 years?
Well,
have you been proud of yourself in those 3 years?
Not particularly.
Okay.
No.
Well, at least you admit it.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
So are you going back to school to find yourself?
No. I'm going back to school to get a degree that.
Oh, okay. Well,
hang on a second. That will assist.
That explains everything.
That will assist me in getting the job that I really want, is to be an administrator in a college, some sort of higher education administration, such as a community college. In particular,
now, how does one determine that they want to be a college administrator, a person in a three-piece suit,
mm-hmm.
basically moving files and paperwork each and every day?
Okay, it's not moving files and paperwork each.
Well, you got people doing that for
exactly.
you. Okay, that's one aspect.
See, this
that's
is the thing. This is the big thing. Is that this is the reason you go to school. You work while you're in school, and you move paper. You move files and do paperwork, and then you get a degree, and you get to get promoted. Because of said degree.
But you have a degree.
No. But see, this is one of those fields where you need a very specific degree.
So the degree you have now doesn't do anything for you.
The degree I have right now, Nevin, is a degree in, just a Bachelor of Arts degree. That's it.
Which basically, in nothing?
In nothing.
It's a
liberal arts degree.
Of course, you went to a liberal arts college.
You somehow forget this.
That explains all.
Basically, it means I can, you're talking about your paperwork jobs. I can do any of those that I want.
So you want to get, with the degree you currently have,
yes.
you can do any paperwork job.
Basically.
But you want to do a job where the paperwork is done for you.
Yes.
And thus you have to go back to school and obtain a higher degree so that people can do the menial tasks that right now you're slotted to do.
Yes.
Wow.
Kind of.
Now, wouldn't it have been easier, instead of going to a liberal arts college, to go to a college where you could have gotten that degree earlier, where people could do the paperwork jobs for you?
Yes, it would have been. However, at the time, I didn't know that this was exactly what I wanted to do. I wasn't sure about it.
You didn't know at a young age that you wanted to be a college administrator, but have people do their paperwork for you?
No, I didn't.
Wow. What did you think?
I was going to be an actor.
Of course.
Come on.
And as successful as that profession is when
yes.
it comes to
yes.
the number of people who succeed in it.
Now, I mean, admittedly, though, one of the things that I love is that I have heard from doing, get ready for this big word or big phrase, informational interviews.
Ooh.
Yes.
Whoa.
With college administrators, since I am currently working at one of the best community colleges in Los Angeles.
Which is?
Santa Monica College.
Santa Monica College.
You know. So I've been able to talk with some of them. Is that what's nice about the job is while you work hard, you also have the opportunity to have, to have things on the side
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. So I may very well do some acting on the side. I may very well, be a professional background singer, whatever.
A professional background singer?
Yes. It actually pays better than you'd think.
Really? How much does being a professional background singer pay?
Well, it depends how much you get to work. But, you can sometimes even go on tour with people. You can do it's
you're going to go on tour a couple weeks ago you were saying that you were going to become a porn actor, and now this week you're saying you're going to get a degree.
We've been talking for 5 minutes about this.
Well, because it's interesting to me that you're going to get a degree so that A, people could do paperwork for you, and B, so that you can do the following side jobs: background singing and porn.
And acting.
Porn is acting.
Yes, basically. We'll see.
Has your mom talked to you about the porn thing, by the way? Because
no. It's probably not going to happen. But who knows? It might.
We already did a Skinemax scene.
Yeah, I already did. That's true.
And have you talked to that director since?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the footage?
No, not yet. Okay. It's still being worked on.
Well, you talked to the guy, so has he talked to you about you doing more work for him?
Yes.
Involving other women?
No.
Okay. 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 I just want to get an update.
Here's the thing, is that the reason this came up is a long time ago, I mean months and months ago, I went out to New York, mm-hmm. right, and I visited some friends of mine from college who are actors, right, you know.
I like how you say actors, quote-unquote.
Well, I have to do it because that's their job, and I'm going to do the air quotes, job, right. in air quotes. They're broke. They're barely surviving, you know, they eat like Hot Pockets. For almost every meal, because that's what they can afford.
And that's not bad. You can have a fulfilling meal with Hot Pockets. I know from experience.
I agree, but like every night?
It does. Well, they have different flavors.
Yes.
Different varieties.
That's okay. Anyways, but anyhow. And, you know, they just seemed, in general, like sort of blissfully miserable, I guess.
Blissfully miserable.
Because they were doing what they love.
Oh, boy.
But not surviving.
Seriously.
And I just, it was like I had like a vision, like the ghost of Christmas future visited me, you know? And I kind of went, is this what I want? Like, is this, do I want to, like, be
blissfully miserable?
Yeah, and, like, barely surviving my whole life and, like, not having any money? Or do I want to be able to wear a three-piece suit and walk around and, you know, the only thing that would suck was having to go to, like, boring meetings all the time.
Right.
But make quite a good bit of money, be in actually one of the strongest job markets, mm-hmm. Right now.
And still have the time
and
to do
the
porn.
Time to do porn. You see where I'm going?
You
with
know,
this?
I gotta say, I'm being more and more sold to this concept.
See, this is the thing. So, we'll see. You know, we'll see. As Nevin can attest to, I was just called by the university I'm almost certainly going to be going to, Drexel University,
which isn't exactly a physical school.
No, it's very much a physical school. Well, they have an online component to it.
Oh, so it's a physical school, but with an online component.
Yes,
it's not fully online.
That's right. In fact, it's actually one of the oldest online. I mean, their online thing has been going for something like 15 years or 20 years.
Has the internet been around for 20 years?
I know. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. They actually
Around in the 80s?
Yeah, heck yeah,
it was.
Yeah, late 80s. Sure.
No kidding.
It existed. It wasn't used much, but they had
wow.
it. But the Well, but also 15 years is not the 80s anymore.
But 20 years is.
Yeah, well, okay.
Basic. You had a problem with math last week.
I know, I did. I did. Nevin, you're right. I do have a problem with math.
Okay.
I didn't do well in math. That's why I went to Sarah Lawrence.
At liberal arts college.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Anyways, sorry, just taking a drink of water there, since we've been talking about this now for 8 minutes. No, but the thing is, Nevin.
You know, we've done
Drexel,
podcasts about 16, 17 minutes.
But the thing is, Drexel, you know, what's cool about this degree, the online aspect of it, is that you get the exact same degree as if you were going to the physical college.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can attend graduation if I want.
You can attend
like normal graduation
for the
graduate school.
The first time you'd see your classmates be at graduation?
Yes.
And they'd be. Wouldn't that be weird?
Yeah,
strange?
It would.
Do you wear a cap and gown to these graduations?
Probably.
Weird.
It's in Philadelphia.
Ooh.
Yeah, cheesesteaks.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
Have you ever had a Philly cheesesteak?
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, they're good.
Never in Philly, but a cheesesteak. Oh,
I have.
Really? Okay.
And what's nice about the Philly cheesesteaks,
mm-hmm.
the steam physically rises off the meat.
Mm.
I actually have an old Polaroid of it that I took in the late 90s for my one and only Philly cheesesteak experience in Philadelphia.
Wow.
It's good stuff.
Sounds
right
great.
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go.
There you go. On that note, I can't believe we talked about that for almost 9 minutes.
If any of you are still listening, thank you.
Phil is still complaining about the lack of reading that we talked about on the show.
Man.
We always encourage letters from our listeners, and you can write us in a couple of ways. Send us an email to mikeandnev@yahoo.com or leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Mike, this week's letter comes from Martin in Playa del Rey, California. Martin was listening to our podcast talking about how I recently went to bed at 6:30 p.m. on a Friday night.
We
actually, this was one of quite a few letters that we got from listeners. And Martin, I have to say, although I don't like what he says, kind of set it up best. He writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, you're lame." That's from Martin in Playa del Rey. And I guess it goes back to the original question. I mean, there are people who are going to be thinking that I am lame
mm-hmm.
for going to bed so early
mm-hmm.
At the age of 29
mm-hmm.
and, you know, brings up the debate whether I am lame. And I, There's a lot of elements and questions here about whether it's lame to go to bed at 6:30 if you have more responsibilities and you're getting married and more demands on your time. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'll put it this way. I think it wouldn't be lame if it was a weekday thing. Mm-hmm. If you were trying to catch up a little bit and you could. It also wouldn't be lame if you had kids.
Right.
And you were getting tired or whatever, especially if you had a baby, you know, or whatever.
Right.
But you don't.
I know.
And,
I'm ashamed.
And it was a Friday.
I'm ashamed.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this last week.
Oh, boy.
And I agree with Martin.
So you're kind of changing your tune now.
Well, a little bit. Wow. I mean, I'll put it this way. I'm leaning more towards the lame side than the it's okay side. But I still think that it's kind of okay.
Okay.
So you're not completely lame.
Let us never talk about this again. And that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Keep checking us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Michael Feldman, I'm Nevin Barrich. It's the Things That Matter.
Lame!
That was mean.